Well, like many of our peers around the coast, and especially West Donegal, which I believe we have the vast majority of them, which have been neglected for many, many, many years, our island community is absolutely central to myself and to the community here. It's really important that we don't neglect the island community, the infrastructure on the island. It's something that I've been driving for a number of good years now as a councillor, because I'm very passionate about it. So one of the things that we need to be looking at, that we need to sit down, and we will be very shortly, is to look at the quay in Inishbofin. Now, we have carried out works in the island, obviously, but at the same time, it's still not enough. We need to raise that pier roughly about a metre. This has to be done in conjunction with the local community, with the fishing community, who knows best. Also, in terms of Alangola, the same thing we need to do there is to work towards improving the pier. We have a ferry service going to both of them islands on a regular basis, and we need to make sure that we're putting the infrastructure in place that allows the island community and visitors to the area to come on board on and off safely.
What effects do you think that these improvements would have on the local community?
If you look at some of the boats there and people fishing from the islands, especially Inishbofin, where it leaves them not necessarily being able to tie the boats there when there's high tides. And it's just not good enough to think that in 2024, a fishing community that has been devastated by Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael policy over many, many years, and they continue to punish that community by not investing the much-needed funding to bring the infrastructure to a level that would be acceptable to the island community.